From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we are starting our four-part mini-series, I guess you'd say, to the late great conductor Charles Gernhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and their recordings of classic film scores. Charles Gernhardt basically was a man who single-handedly created interest in movie scores as a genre in the late 60s and throughout the 70s and into the early and mid-80s with his recordings of classic film music with the NPO. And the majority of the recordings were released on the RCA label. Charles Gernhardt introduced me to Golden Age film scores and two of my favorite film scores of all time, that being Franz Waxman's music from Prince Valiant and Dmitri Tiomkin's score to Lost Horizon. So I have to give many thanks to Charles Gernhardt. Now, Gernhardt studied piano and had written some original compositions and attended both Juilliard and the University of Southern California. And basically, if he wanted to, he could have had a fine career as a concert pianist, but he didn't want to limit himself solely to keyboard performance. Gernhardt's primary interest was the art of recording. He worked with RCA from 1951 through to 1955, initially as an engineer and editor, and later he was a producer-engineer. Then there was a telephone call from George Merrick, who wanted Gernhardt to meet with him and representatives of Reader's Digest, which turned out to be a remarkably productive collaboration that would continue for more than three decades. Now, Charles Gernhardt loved movies and music written for them. His goal was to record film music in a way that would do full justice to the scores. After much cajoling, Gernhardt was able to convince RCA to give it a try. In 1972, the first LP in the classic film score series was issued, called The Seahawk, the classic film music of Eric Wolfgang Korngold. We'll have that recording on the show today. The LP featured music from Korngold, the distinguished Viennese classical composer who later came to Hollywood, where he wrote music for many major Warner Brothers films. For all the recordings in the series, Gernhardt conducted London's hand-picked National Philharmonic Orchestra. George Korngold, son of the composer, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, was producer for this and the remaining recordings in the series. Engineering was done by the legendary dean of the craft, Kenneth Wilkinson. The classic film score series was an enormous success and eventually consisted of 15 LPs, the first recorded in 1972 and the last about a decade later. And there were some releases on other labels that picked selected pieces from the Reader's Digest series and released them onto such labels as Verez Saraband Records and Citadel Records. What we're going to play for you on today's program is music from some of Gernhardt's earlier recordings in the 1960s, which some of these cues were selected and put onto a compilation disc called Hollywood Screen Classics. We'll also be listening to music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold from the Seahawk album. We'll also be listening to music from Franz Waxman from the Sunset Boulevard, the classic film scores of Franz Waxman. We'll also hear some music by Alfred Newman, and we'll end off today's program with music by Bernard Herrmann. You're going to be hearing music from such films as Cleopatra, Born Free, The Seahawk, The Adventures of Robin Hood, Escape Me Never, Prince Valiant, Taras Bulba. You'll hear music from Captain from Castile, The Song of Bernadette, On Dangerous Ground, and many others. As I made mention, this is a four-part series. We're going to be presenting a show each month starting in September and working our way through October, November, and December, featuring every single recording in the RCA series and other recordings on other labels. Korngold worked primarily with the Golden Age film composers, but he also worked and conducted music from more contemporary film composers, such as John Williams for the Star Wars trilogy, a suite from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He also conducted music by a very talented composer, Lee Holdridge. And he worked with London Symphony Orchestra on that recording. So now let's get into the show, and we're going to feature music, as I said, first from an album called Hollywood Screen Classics, which is available on a Chesky record label and compiled some of Gerhardt's earlier film score re-recordings. We're going to start with the opening to 2001, A Space Odyssey, composed by Richard Strauss. And the film was released in 1968, and Gerhardt's interpretation of this music is one of few recordings that differentiates the volume of the three trumpet calls. According to the score, the first is very soft, the second louder, and the third is the loudest of all, and that's what you'll hear in this recording. We'll then be listening to music by composer Leonard Rosenman for the film East of Eden, released in 1955. This piece was recorded in the 60s and was to be originally conducted by orchestrator Hill Bowen, but Bowen died suddenly and Gerhardt took over the conducting at the last moment. This was the first recording as conductor with the orchestra that later would be officially named the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Then we move on to the film Three Coins in the Fountain. The film was released in 1954 and won an Oscar for photography and Jewel Stein and Sammy Kahn's title song. We'll hear the concert suite of that song. And then we'll hear music from a film called Shane and a track called The Call of the Faraway Hills. The film was released in 1953 and was composed by Victor Young. The Call of the Faraway Hills was recorded here in a concert arrangement made by the composer for public performance. And now music from such films as 2001, A Space Odyssey, East of Eden, Three Coins in the Fountain, and Shane, all music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. was music from the film called Shane. The track was The Call of the Faraway Hills, composed by Victor Young. You also heard in there music from Three Coins in the Fountain, and you heard the main title song composed by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. You also heard in there music from East of Eden by Leonard Rosenman, and we opened it up with Richard Strauss's fantastic opening to 2001, A Space Odyssey. All those tracks are available on an album called Hollywood Screen Classics with conductor Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll listen to more music from this album called Hollywood Screen Classics, and we'll hear music from such films as Cleopatra, Charade, Rashomon, El Cid, and more, as we are listening to a tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and their various film score re-recordings. You're listening to Cinematic Sound right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Programming that's different. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods. I'm your host. Thank you very much for joining me. We're listening to music conducted by the late, great Charles Gerhardt and his performances of classic film music with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Most of these records were available on the RCA label in the 1970s and then made their way onto CD. And some of these recordings are also available on other labels such as Verez Saraband Records and Citadel Records. Charles Gerhardt sadly passed away in 1999 at the age of 71. And as I made mention, he single-handedly, caused an interest in film music in the late 60s, throughout the 70s, and into the 80s by recording classic film scores. He also worked along with John Williams on the recording of music from the Star Wars trilogy, and as I said, he collaborated with Lee Holdridge on one of his last albums with the London Symphony Orchestra. We're going to be featuring all of these albums in the next 4 months or so as we're presenting a four-part tribute to the fabulous conductor Charles Gerhardt. We continue listening to music to an album called Hollywood Screen Classics, which is available on the Chesky record label. In this suite, we're going to be hearing music composed by Alex North for the film Cleopatra. The love theme is one of Alex North's best themes, and it's heard here, which was basically used at the end of the first half of the film, just before the intermission, as Cleopatra gets into the barge. So we'll be listening to the love theme right off the top. We'll then hear music from a wonderful film called Born Free, and Gerhardt's arrangement of the title song is scored for large orchestra with an accent of percussion, a very definite Eastern African sound. The original score was composed by John Barry and won John Barry an Academy Award for his score. We'll then hear music from the film Charade, which was a great cinema success in 1963. It was a comedy mystery starring Gary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. Henry Mancini's title song is heard here in a distinctive Gerhardt arrangement. In this performance, five trombones are called for, as well as a difficult solo for principal double bass. We're then going to hear music from the 1950 film called Rashomon, which won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film. Fumi Hayasaka's score wonderfully blends Oriental and Western elements. It's an interesting piece and a rarity for Charles Gerhardt to pick something from a foreign film. And then we'll end this suite from the gigantic 1961 film called El Cid, which was a film starring Charlton Heston. The love theme heard here is a concert arrangement and was never heard in the film. And now music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed the National Philharmonic Orchestra, featuring music from Cleopatra, Born Free, Charade, Rashomon, and El Cid.
Thank you.
That was music from the 1961 film called El Cid with original score by Nicholas Rocha. You also heard in there music from the 1950 Academy Award winner for Best Foreign Film. The film is called Rashomon, featured an original score by Fumi Hayazaka. Also heard in there music from the film Charade, a 1963 comedy mystery with original score by Henry Mancini. Also heard in there a suite from Born Free, composed by John Barry. And we started it off with the love theme from Cleopatra with original score by Alex North. All of those tracks were conducted by Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra, available on an album called Hollywood Screen Classics, available on the Chesky Records label. We have to take another break, and when we return, we'll start listening to music by one of Hollywood's greatest composers, Eric Wolfgang Korngold. We'll hear music from The Seahawk and The Adventures of Robin Hood. A little bit later in the program, we'll listen to more music by Eric Korngold from Captain Blood, The Constant Nymph, and Escape Me Never. You're listening to Cinematic Sound Heard here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for giving us a listen. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're listening to music conducted by the late, great Charles Gerhardt, and music performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra in their fantastic re-recordings of film scores, and most of these albums, as I said, available on the RCA label. They're fantastic re-recordings and basically introduced a whole audience to the genre of film scores in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, and these are some of my prized CDs in my collection, CDs that I play often. We now move on to Academy Award-winning composer and legendary Viennese composer, Erich Wolfgang Korngold. And we're going to feature music from a disc called The Seahawk, classic film scores of Erich Wolfgang Korngold. We're going to feature for you two suites before we go to our next break, and that will include music from The Seahawk. This was Erich Korngold's last score for historical swashbuckling film, and it was one of his best. It was Korngold's sixth genre film with the legendary actor star Errol Flynn. This suite recorded here is an edit of the original suite. Portions of the original suite can also be found in another Gerhardt CD called Captain Blood, classic film scores for Errol Flynn. We'll play that CD on a later program. In this suite, we have the main title, the reunion, which is basically the love scene, and the finale. We're then going to play music to quite possibly one of Erich Wolfgang Korngold's most famous scores. It comes from the 1938 film The Adventures of Robin Hood, and this is the color version of the classic tale, and it was Warner Brothers' most ambitious and most expensive film up to that point. The film, of course, starred Errol Flynn, and the legendary score, as I made mention, was composed by Erich Wolfgang Korngold, which was written in 7 weeks and would win him his second Oscar. This suite contains The March of the Merry Men and The Battle, and more Robin Hood music is available on a variety of Gerhardt recordings, including a stunning 12-minute suite on the Captain Blood album that I mentioned earlier. And now music composed by Erich Wolfgang Korngold from the films The Seahawk and The Adventures of Robin Hood. And once again, this is Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra.